addressed Jesus, saying, "Lord, it is good for us to be here." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Venerable religious and dear parishioners, it's a very obvious fact that we can't love somebody unless we know him or her. And to know somebody, you need to spend time with that person. And in the case of God, the more time we spend with him, the more wonderful things we will learn about him. He is infinitely perfect, unlike us human creatures, as we well know. We have plenty of faults and failings and sins. But with our Lord, there's nothing there that would ever be imperfect to learn. We're talking about infinite perfection, infinite love, infinite beauty, infinite knowledge, infinite being. It's inexhaustible what is in God. And so this was the grace of 40 hours. You're spending time in adoration before the Blessed Sacrament. You got to know him a little better. You got a little closer to him. You improved your connection with him in the Blessed Sacrament, where he is as physically present right now as you and I are in this church. With our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament, you might say that we have to spend, in a sense, time with him even more than with a human being. Why? Because it is an exercise of faith. He is physically present. But you see, our senses don't pick up on that. Oh yes, the majesty of the altar, the extra decorations, the candles, the flowers, they help us. But ultimately, it is an act of faith, isn't it? I believe. As St. Thomas Aquinas says, the senses are deceived. Our senses, the sight, the hearing, the smell, the touch, whatever, they think that only bread and wine is there. But the mind goes way beyond that. It transcends what the senses discern and say, "I believe." That is the living flesh, the living body, the blood itself, the beating heart itself, the entire human body of our Lord. So now that we have spent this time in adoration, let it be a springboard for more adoration. If we don't spend this time, as we know what happens when we don't spend that time, we start to drift away. You have to spend the time. You have to be in prayer. As I said, you can't love somebody that you don't know. And as a rule, you have to spend time with that person to get to know that person. What a grace, then, we experienced this weekend. And as I think of vocations, I think of the great importance of bringing children to adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. When I look back on my upbringing, there was many a holy mass and many a holy hour. And what I realized, that helped me to be attracted to give my life to our Lord in the priesthood and the religious state. You see, if we don't spend this time with our Lord, if our children won't spend this time with our Lord, how are they going to fall in love with him? You have to fall in love with our Lord and with the things of our Lord in order to have that vocation to the priesthood and the religious life. But even if one isn't called to that necessarily, it cannot but be good. I've told you about this, her before, but that admirable convert from Anglicanism, Mrs. Eliza Vaughan, who was so grateful for becoming a Catholic, that, and they were a very well-to-do family, so they had their estate. No doubt she had servants, something obviously the average person can't afford, but she taught her children to love the Blessed Sacrament. They had permission to have a private chapel from the bishop of their diocese. And so she made a daily holy hour before the Blessed Sacrament. She made sure her children were educated well, but she looked after their faith more than anything else. She taught them how to go do works of charity. They went to go help those that were needy. But getting back to her daily holy hour, do you not think that many of her children were in there with her, adoring the Blessed Sacrament? How well did that turn out? 6 of her sons became priests. 6. One of them a cardinal, one an archbishop, one a bishop, and 3 ordinary priests. And 3 or 4 of her daughters became religious sisters. Look it up sometime. It's an inspiring story. But again, we see the graces that flow from adoration. So with St. Peter in today's, as we hear him say in the gospel, Lord, it is good for us to be here. Peter wanted to establish 3 tents. And don't think of tent like a camping tent, but like a tabernacle tent, because, you know, they couldn't build other temples. Only one temple was allowed, and that was in Jerusalem. This is on Mount Tabor. Lord, let us build these 3 shrines, because this was the place where you revealed yourself so specially, where we got closer to you than ever before. It is good for us to be here. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.